Do you honor God with the first of your earnings? I sure didn't until I learned that it all belonged to Him. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Solomon said, "Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce." Now, giving to God first requires self-control, and that doesn't sound fun. But without it, we give in to the desires of the flesh and render ourselves powerless to fulfill God's purposes for our lives. God called Christians to live differently. In Titus 2, we read that older men are to be self-controlled, older women are to teach the younger women to be self-controlled, and younger men are to be self-controlled. It further says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." Self-control enables us to live free of financial bondage so that we can live and give as God leads. It's ordering our lives in such a way that God can spend us however He wants. The best place to start is by acknowledging God's ownership of everything. Then choose to deny yourself of something daily so you sacrificially give to His work. He deserves and He desires to have the highest priority in your life. Your sacrifice will bring an acute awareness of your dedication to the Lord, and it may open the door to share your faith. Self-control will positively impact your finances. It's the way God designed us to function. For encouragement and help with self-control, we're standing by. Call the Crown Helpline at 800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.